It is Friday, August 20th, 2010. I am your host, Adam Paulus, for the Entertainment Earth podcast. I've been away for a week because I had a surprise trip to Star Wars Celebration 5, which I will talk about in a separate installment in this week's podcast. For now, we got to talk about movies and toys. So let's start with movies. New this week at the box office, you can see The Switch, Piranha 3D, Nanny McPhee Returns, Vampires Suck, and Lottery Ticket. Surprisingly, Piranha 3D has been getting pretty good ratings, with an 81% on Rotten Tomatoes at the time I checked a few minutes ago. In the news, Hellboy 3 is in some sort of development hell. Guillermo del Toro wants to do it, but Ron Perlman isn't too thrilled with the makeup process, and Mike Mignola, the creator of the comic, doesn't want the movie series to kill off the lead character before he gets to do it in the comics, which I guess was a spoiler. Thanks! DreamWorks Animation is doing a movie called Boo You, about Ghost School. Seth Rogen has been signed as the lead voice. X-Men First Class has added January Jones as Emma Frost. That's about right. Steven Tyler may be joining American Idol next season, so says ye old rumor mill. Robert Rodriguez has been not confirmed to direct Deadpool because reportedly he hasn't decided if he wants to do it. At the movies, formerly the Siskel and Ebert show, has ended this week. Chelsea Handler has been tapped to host the MTV VMAs in September. Conan O'Brien and Jack White are collaborating on some albums, which are out, like, real soon, possibly right now. And the new Weezer album is indeed named Hurley and does indeed include Jorge Garcia on the cover. Toy news! This week, Diamond Select Toys and Entertainment Earth are teaming up to bring you an exclusive black and white Wolfman from Universal Monsters. It's pretty gorgeous. It's due in October and really limited. We haven't posted the number yet, but as figures go, it's a low one. Star Wars. New figures were revealed at Celebration 5 in Orlando last week, and I was there. New wave of Attack of the Clones figures for vintage will include Zam Wessel, Jango Fett, Anakin Skywalker as a peasant, Padme as a peasant, a repackaged Obi-Wan Kenobi, and a few others. New Clone Wars figures include a zombie Geonosian, Shaak Ti, young Boba Fett, more clones, and some vehicles like a really cool Jedi speeder with a pop-out gunner platform and an astromech socket. I'm pretty excited about that one. New mini vehicles are out. I just got the Mandalorian with speeder bike. It's pretty small, but the figure's nice. Lego, Gentle Giant, and a few others didn't reveal much new at Celebration 5, but Topps did confirm there will be a sixth series of the Star Wars Galaxy trading cards. Transformers fans wanting a sneak peek at Skullgrin, it turns out Hasbro has given you one in the form of the instruction sheet for Darkmount. Instead of Darkmount's head, it's Skullgrin's head. So you can look at that for the line art. Gallery of Blur reveals that he's got holsters for little tiny pistols and a Generations toy coming out soon. In Japan, a Transformers animated Ultimate Guide will offer an exclusive Elite Guard Optimus Prime figure you can buy. It's pretty swanky. It's golden red, has a lot of cool markings. It's not coming to the USA. The G.I. Joe convention in 2011 will be in Orlando, Florida at Disney. Hasbro has released a press release on its Comic-Con exclusive Sergeant Slaughter figures, which they are now considering for a re-release in some capacity in early 2011. The figure's eBay prices aren't too high right now, so if you're looking to buy one, it's not too much more than the convention price. So if the packaging's important, now may be the time to buy. Wave 3 of Pursuit of Cobra has been revealed packaged on Chinese toy collecting forums, including new versions of Duke, Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow, and a new Cobra Shock Trooper. For those keeping track, there will be one Snake Eyes in every Pursuit of Cobra wave so far. Not Wave 4, though. Wave 2 is up for pre-order with pictures on entertainmentearth.com today. Doctor Who, we added a bunch of new Doctor Who stuff, including a third Doctor Sonic Screwdriver, 11th Doctor Muggs, new action figures, and other goodies. You should probably get the Sonic Screwdriver now. Just pre-order it, trust me, because our Sonic Screwdriver selections, I can't tell you how many we bring in, but it's a big number, and they last about a week. So if you like Sonic Screwdrivers and you don't want to wait, just pre-order it. You can always cancel if you find it somewhere else first. That's one of our great little bonuses on pre-ordering from us. Is we let you cancel your order, and we don't penalize you. So pre-order. It won't hurt you. We also added a TARDIS cookie jar, which I'm sure is bigger on the inside. New at Entertainment Earth. It's time for a blowout sale. That's right. You can save big at the Entertainment Earth Blowout Sale. We have over 700 items on sale. Or we did, because some of them are selling out quickly. If you want to save up to 90% on action figures, gifts, collectibles, statues, Star Trek, Star Wars, everything, go to our website. Go to sale.entertainmentearth.com now. Place your order. Save big. And while you're there, you can check out our new items from this new company called Keyscraper, who make licensed keyboards and mice from Star Trek, Marvel, The Simpsons, Garfield, and more. Check it out today, won't you, at Entertainment Earth. That's all for this week, boys and girls. Thanks for tuning in. I am Adam Paulus. You can follow me on Twitter at EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. You can also sign up for our newsletters, get our catalog. We got a new one coming out real soon, actually. It's looking pretty good. Watch your mailboxes around Labor Day. And if you order from us, we should place you on the mailing list so you'll get one of the next ones. So, thanks for tuning in. Check out our other episodes, and I'll talk to you all next week.